Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the MTV Gift Suites at the W Hotel in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New York. Tonight's host is Tamara Berg. Joining Tamara will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Ashanti Moselle, Rachel Zalas, and Michelle Macedo. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Tamara Berg!
Hey everyone,
hey.
This is AfterBuzz, and we're here with Rachel, Tammy, Ashanti, and me, Michelle Macedo, and we're at the MTV Movie Awards Style Lounge, doing it from here. So, there's a lot of people here, it's a lot of fun, we're talking to a lot of people, we're talking about Maria's new book. Tammy, if you want to hold that up. The Every Girl's Guide to Life. It's awesome. And it's just basically an A to Z women's guide and men about what to do. Organize your underwear, pay your bills. Pretty much everything. So you should get it. Also get Self Magazine because she's on the cover of that.
Yeah, pretty, pretty.
Yeah, so.
Pretty Maria.
Okay, we're going to talk about the Real Housewives of New York City today.
First, can we talk about your birthday? Just real quickly. It's Michelle's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
We're all celebrating birthdays.
Okay, before we start talking about the Housewives, we need Pinot Grigio right now.
Oh, my God.
Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio. Yes.
Rachel, where's the Pinot Grigio?
Apparently, there's Pinot Grigio in Morocco.
Because it goes awesome with cupcakes.
But not right here with us.
Right.
So I don't know what to deal with that, but we should get on that. We should start telling whoever here to get on.
I mean, how insane is that?
It's like heroin to her.
Like,
I mean,
acting how's the weather. Like, it's the same thing. This woman is obsessed.
She is obsessed.
Obsessed.
I mean, maybe because she created her own label. Who am I to judge?
Everyone has a different one, but whatever. I mean, yours is obviously more hardcore and cooler.
I'm so much cooler than Ramona. I mean, when that woman gets crazy eyes, I am more scared of her than the bucking camel that Luann sat on.
Wait, what woman are we talking about? Just to clarify.
Ramona with the crazy eyes.
Yes, like those crazy eyes are much scarier to me.
Crazy. And I know that, Rachel, you lived in New York for a while.
I did. I lived in New York for 12 years.
Awesome.
And I think I probably did every single thing one of those housewives did.
Really?
Maybe Rachel. Bethany was still on there. I've never done things like Bethany. And she's really missed, I've got to say.
I agree.
I definitely miss her.
Great addition to the show.
Yeah.
Well, now they took her away. She was bigger than that show.
Yeah, she was.
So, okay, what do you guys think of this week's episode? Anything right off the bat? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Any fights?
There was a lot of fights. We had a lot of
meltdowns
and crying.
Yeah,
meltdowns. Everything.
I feel like traveling takes it out of you. I don't know about you guys.
Well, and you know, getting the, you know, stomach upset, shall we say.
Oh my God. They really
And then
just
poor Sonia kept talking about it being this time of the month.
Really.
And I'm like, oh, there was so much emotion everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, but when Ramona starts sounding like the sane person, then something is wrong. I mean, that fight that she was having with Jill, I wanted to be there and shake Jill and
Jill.
be like, You had 300,000 opportunities to make up with Bethany.
No, absolutely.
You burned her at every moment, and now it's Ramona's fault that you showed up out of the blue.
Exactly.
I agree.
But I thought she was a real, can I say, biatch?
I'll say it with you.
Yeah, thank you. Can we high five?
There we go.
But you know, I think the other thing about Jill is she really has changed a little bit from last season. She's more, she is listening more. She is being a little more aware of what comes out of her mouth. And, you know, if that had happened 6 months ago or a year ago, she and Bethany would still be friends.
I think the break and the rift in her relationship with Bethany kind of was a catalyst for her.
Yeah, clearly. I totally agree.
And becoming more aware of how mean she was to a lot of the girls, a lot of the women on the show. She was literally the mean girl of the show.
Yeah, it's like so defensive.
I don't think last night's episode showed that. I think she was just as bad, if not worse. Ramona was actually, I thought, trying to sit down and have a real conversation.
And Jill was sitting there just like yelling and screaming.
Oh my God, she wasn't trying to be friends with Ramona again.
No, I agree with that. Yeah. But all you heard, Jill would try and say something, and Ramona would go, "I am listening to you. I am listening to you.
I know exactly what I was saying, screaming over everything Jill was saying.
No, Ramona never screamed. She was not screaming. I thought she like for Ramona, like she was pretty calm.
She was very calm.
There's episodes where Ramona, I would say, was like out of her freaking tree.
And I thought she was pretty okay last night. I was just going to say, there was no Pinot Grigio. We don't have a drink involved. Can you quit on that, please? Okay, but I do want to say,
I think with all the bitch slapping and backstabbing, the worst offense last night was Alex's sequin shorts. I mean, did you guys see those things?
I did.
I have never in my life.
I'm just going to have to say that I was a fan of the shorts. I love the sequin shorts. I think you need to stand up and maybe give a little testimony to why you might love the sequin shorts.
Because we've got some things going on here.
You have cool styling. Okay, Sean, you seriously like the high waist starry sequin shorts.
He's a designer. You got to get on that.
Well, show him your shoes.
Oh, yeah, you got some good shoes, too.
All stars that are like...
Paisley, right now.
Yes, with the Asian and the Oriental, whatever thing. I like different colors, bright colors, so...
I got a cool bracelet here at the gifting suite. Look how cool this one is. It wraps around and around.
I need to get that, too. I got all kinds of bracelets myself, so I would love to add that on to my little
situation. Yeah, she's in the back over there. You got to go scope it out.
I'll go holler at her.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but back to these crazy ladies. Though I felt like the rift with Ramona and Jill, it was so interesting because it was one-sided because it was so hot on Jill's side and it was so calm on Ramona's side, and it was so unusual to see Ramona be such a calm player in that argument,
right?
Because she's usually here and like going crazy on everyone, so it was interesting to see Jill just come off as, like you said, like back to our previous season, being like erratic, crazy, they both have different tactics
on how they fight.
Well, there's no communication going on.
Oh, I know.
Anyone on the show. I was getting so mad.
When they're talking about, let's get deeper into the issue, all it means is, you know, I want to say things that are further back in history.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Can we understand what Cindy's role is on this show? Like, I can't quite figure out. I feel like she almost tried to start a fight because she has no storyline.
No story.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, you know, I think she came on wanting to be like this power, success woman, no conflict.
Baby.
And I think the producers are like, all right, you better find some conflict or your ass is out of here.
Right.
That's like the orientation for them.
Yeah.
Right. They're like, you can't be a part of us unless you break someone's heart, destroy them.
Yeah. Well, it ended up that she was the one that got her feelings hurt. Because she couldn't take what was being dished out at her. Like, Ramona, I don't know who was going at her really hard. It was so weird how she finally lost it over the seating arrangements within the band.
Wait, first of all, no one should listen to Sonya at all during this episode. She's not okay.
All day, every day, she's drunk.
Did you see the episode where she didn't have the panties to her costume?
Drunk. Oh my God. All day, every day, she's drunk.
So,
it does not matter. Yeah.
So drunk.
I love it.
Why are we not drunk yet?
We have no drinks.
Yeah, no Pinot Grigio.
No Pinot Grigio.
Someone bring some AfterBuzz drinks.
But the Ramona and Sonia, I think that's why they work so well together, is because they understand each other because of the drink.
Right. But I think the other women are like, Cindy, have you watched this show before? Like, we have fights and then we get over it and we're best friends in the next episode. That's how it works. Yeah. Like,
why
can't she get it?
Is that how women function in real life, though?
No!
Exactly.
Not me and my friends.
It's a TV show, by the way.
It's definitely, obviously, people fight, men fight, everything. But it's interesting to me how they are like total enemies and then they're best friends.
Yeah.
Never anything in between.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
The thing to me this season is how Kelly is back into the fold of everyone, because last season she
was on the crazy fringe.
Exactly. Yeah. She was not a part of the group, and now everybody's like, oh, Kelly's this,
I
and
know.
Kelly's sweet, and she's this, and her intentions are great, and all of that. But it was interesting to me to see Kelly show some brain. I didn't know she could speak French. I was surprised.
Right, that was surprising, wasn't it?
I was wondering about that.
You know, Kelly was married to a French photographer.
I didn't know that, but I thought she was just like a model and just was like there.
Right, so what did you guys think about them, trying to
interpret and translate for the fortune teller
in front of everyone?
Well, Sonia's breakdown, I don't even understand that.
No.
Well, it was her time of the month. We keep saying it.
And there were drinks involved.
Do you think she's cheating with Ramona's husband?
That's what I thought. I mean, there was something really fishy going on
that she was so upset.
I thought that would give it away. Yeah. I was like, oh, now everyone's going to be like,
what? Well, and then Jill said, I've heard in my circle that he is having an affair. And I'm like, what?
Wow. But then you get the dirt at the end where he's out with the other husbands playing pool and he's flirting with the girl at the bar. And he's like, okay, Mario.
Well, and he's great looking.
I think that's a very convenient little cutaway that they did for a tease.
What are the guys up to?
I tend to agree with Ramona where she was like, listen, this is obviously your issue. Like, my marriage, their marriage has been the one consistent thing throughout this entire run of New York Housewives, so
absolutely.
Like I definitely was with Ramona on that. God, I can't believe I'm so with Ramona.
I know.
Look at you. Help me take me away in a straitjacket.
We're even frenemies with all of them.
Exactly.
Besties one minute, enemies the next minute. I don't even know whose side I'm taking. Different every episode.
I feel like Ramona came off very sane this episode because Jill really showed herself to be crazy all over again. Like, she couldn't.
I know.
She was like trying to fish for this apology that wasn't warranted.
Yeah. And was never gonna come.
It's never gonna come because she needs to take the responsibility for her fault in the relationship not working out with Bethany. You could have approached that situation and you didn't. You handled it in a bad way.
Yep. Yeah.
How do you guys think this romp compares to the Sex and the City girls in Morocco?
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
it was like they had their, I feel like they kind of wanted to do a Sex
Well,
the
even
City
the music,
trip.
They were kind of making little music that sounded very similar to the Sex and the City music.
And also the white wine, when Sex and the City, I don't know how many times you guys saw it or whatever. I think I saw
it 5,000 times.
Yes. And when they went
5,000? Just 5,000
times. 5,000 times.
It's amazing you didn't make more at the box office.
Exactly. Well, they went out in the tent.
I actually watched it on cable.
They went out in the tent and they had white wine too.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, oh, well, that's crazy. Like, I didn't know that you just drink that wherever. I guess everyone from New York drinks white wine in Morocco.
See,
I guess that's
a deal.
I thought
what was going to happen is that they were going to get inside this tent and they were going to have an outfit change with some wardrobe change.
I
very
thought for sure that would be the case, right?
Very much so. I was
not
because
they kind of needed one too, frankly.
Yeah,
you know?
In Sex in the City, they have that shot where they're walking up through the desert and they're in these like.
In the Lawrence of Arabia kind of
outfit.
Crazy.
Yeah. What do you guys think about, I think it was Ramona that said this, that she doesn't want to hang around with Sonia because she looks like a white rich American.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, all of them have these like Louis Vuitton sunglasses on, like all, and she's like, I'm not going to hang around
Sonia
with her.
And Sonia clutching her bag like
the
entire thing.
Like,
she's like, oh my God.
I don't know if I should look at everything because it's going to get stolen.
Okay. Hi, special guest.
Hey. Before I run out of
these. No! Oh. Magic bullets! I used to call my magic bullet.
Girls use those more than guys. Magic bullet?
Yeah. Well, that is a statement and a half. Blanket statement.
This is a different bullet.
You know, I'm on a 21 day cleanse right now.
This is gonna be so good
for you. I use it every single day.
Oh, wow.
Are you on the lemon honey?
I'm on the clean program.
Cool.
And it's shakes and food, but it's
how it's pretty. Aren't you starving?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm doing okay. Actually, I'm gonna put my.
Well, you look great.
How many days have you been on it?
I'm gonna put it on the celebrity guest chair.
Okay.
That's our celebrity guest.
We're gonna take these off the table. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Magic
Sweet, for our nice little gift.
Yay.
Appreciate that so much.
That tonight.
No, but we were
that
talking about
so awesome.
The because she looks like a
That's
rich
exciting.
American. Did you see how Jill hid her fanny pack
yes.
under her shirt?
Right. She was like, I'm
fanny
not going to get
pack.
Stolen.
Let's just point out Jill had a fanny pack.
And see, that's the thing with New York Housewives. I think I feel like they're so unrelatable because there's so much money involved with these women that
yeah.
they don't feel like there's a need to be bothered with anyone.
You
yeah,
don't think
exactly.
Beverly Hills Housewives are more unrelatable?
Oh.
Like that money is. Like
it's
the New
big
York
money.
Money is like they're like the little fish in the pond
oh,
compared
true.
To the
it's
Beverly
true.
Hills Housewives.
I feel like the Beverly Hills Housewives, they have a lot of money, but I feel like with those ladies, I think because I grew up in LA, I feel like I relate to them more
right,
because of that.
Yeah,
you do see those
exactly.
ladies every day.
Definitely.
And I've been to Villa Blanca. The
oh, Villa Blanca,
yeah,
yeah.
I've been there. So it's a different kind of
yeah.
vibe that I have as opposed to the New York Housewives,
yeah.
who is just so aloof of everything. And like when they were sitting in the last episode, they were sitting there like, where's my Pinot Grigio?
Right,
my,
and
my
I know.
Thing?
And I need staff to unpack for me. And I'm
there
gonna stay. Like, someone needs to stand by the van and watch my suitcases because
oh
I
my god,
my,
I know.
You know, I mean, it was just so
Wait,
entitled.
And okay,
and
we also got to
I
know
mean,
the New York
clearly, that's how
girls.
Life is for them.
Well,
you got to know them a little
think
better.
That they're so provincial. Like, you think these women would have been well traveled, have been around the world?
That's,
like,
yes.
I find
or
it
maybe
quite shocking that A, they're so unaware of like other cultures and traveling, and B, that they're so unappreciative of
yeah,
what Luann
you know, like maybe they're
like,
just
Luann busted her
so
butt
much.
To like plan this. I mean, the villa is beautiful. The Medina, the villa in the Medina is beautiful. The
I
service,
like, why isn't anyone
it's pretty
saying?
It's impeccable.
Thank
and I feel
you.
Like they've been so kind of jerky at every turn.
Exactly.
I know. Everyone's
and I think
being
that's
so
the
rude.
Thing that I'm speaking on is like,
I agree.
They're just so above everything.
Yeah.
Like they don't really know how to relate to.
Sonya yeah,
with the purse in her arm, like, oh my god, I'm scared to be here. You have on a white hat and a white outfit with a big purse. You don't think somebody's gonna be attracted
Seriously.
To you in that way?
Like, are you kidding? I would
yourself.
Rob her. Like,
Get
what? That's ridiculous. Well, what did you guys think about the tell me something about yourself that we don't know?
Sonya's crazy.
Classic sleepover, middle school sleepover, all girls sleepover.
Yeah,
it's like that.
It was
like,
interesting
really?
Though because then you got a chance to hear Sonya just spiel about herself. She loves talking about herself.
Yes, loves
she loves to plug everything that she does. And just in case you didn't know, I do this. Oh.
And
that's just something that she
oh,
didn't know about.
Speaking
me.
Of which,
and,
the ad she yeah. did for the toaster book, she was
oh
like,
my.
With no underwear
no
on,
underpants.
Scrawled out.
She
her
clearly
gown.
Doesn't wear any ever.
And Kelly walks in and goes, how is this representational of a woman selling a toaster cookie?
Right,
yeah,
right.
No, not relevant.
I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, what about the Skype sex or whatnot?
Oh, the sexy Skype.
Sexy Skype. I was like, ooh.
First of all, I find it really difficult to imagine Alex and Simon being sexy. They're both.
We have a group.
No.
So
first
bad.
Of all, I,
no.
saw, I watched Simon perform his song "I'm Not Real" on what? Watch What Happens Now, and he had on the blue vinyl shiny pants with his
nice.
Performance, and he's just like feeling himself. He was very nervous, and he admitted that on the show. But I just feel like he's such a clown with the plastic pants
yeah.
and all of that everything. It was just. Was a little over the top.
You should make
so
that
too.
A duet with Spencer Pratt. Like, that would be like the perfect combination of ickiness, right?
Song. I love
a
it.
Douchebag duo.
A
D-bag.
Yeah. Exactly.
That could be their band name, the
so
douchebag
duo.
The
D-bag
duo.
Right?
D-bag
duo.
So good.
I think we're on to something huge.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting the album already.
Do you know their people? It's of our people. Call their people.
We'll
exactly.
We're gonna
Let's do it.
Happen.
Yeah, call our people.
But Alex McCord was the big downer in that one, right?
Big downer.
I mean, well, y'all hated her shorts, but I totally love the shorts. I don't know, maybe it was because she was the one wearing the shorts that y'all hated it.
Perhaps.
If Beyonce had to put on those blue sequin shorts with some snowflakes on it, y'all would
have
she
could get away with them.
Exactly.
Beyonce can do anything.
But y'all forget that Alex is a model now.
Oh,
she
yeah.
can wear whatever she wants.
Super fabulous model.
Wait, and what about when they were, well, first of all, the camels.
Oh, yeah, the camels.
What about riding the camels?
Wow.
What would you do? Yes, okay, I know that I've ridden a lot of horses, and I know that it's scary when they start to freak out, but what did you think about their reactions to that, to the, and to Sonia?
If I had been on Luann's camel, I would have freaked out.
Right.
I would have jumped off right. just like she did, because I think it was
out of control. I would have freaked out too.
Yeah, and yeah, it's, I mean, they're definitely. So high off the ground, you know, yeah, so much higher than anybody yeah. else has ever, you know, than you are on a horse and whatever, and then they're bucking, and there's, it's not the same kind of feeling as being on a horse because your legs are splayed out where you right. don't have as much control.
You're in between
so
two humps.
I can imagine it was really...
Like what?
My hump. Yeah. My hump. Kind of I think Fergie exactly. would like to ride the
Wait,
gamble.
They should have put that song in the background.
But it yeah. ended up justifying Sonia's feelings.
Yeah.
Like, here, everyone so thought she was the crazy right. one. And
that's
suddenly,
so true.
And they were all wishing they were her. Yeah.
And everyone...
Luann handled it with grace, though.
She
got
did.
Back on. She didn't make a huge fuss out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
She is a countess, after all.
Right, exactly. The interesting thing about the camel was that the camel kept going crazy even after she got off.
Yeah.
So he was already agitated
and irritated exactly.
from something else.
Yep. It's true. There was the shot in the back
and
of
like,
the guy was still trying.
Like, what's going on?
Oh
yeah,
my God,
get
I
him
know.
Out of here because he's Ooh. About to kill somebody.
Ooh, so are they going to still be in Morocco for the next
episode?
Next episode, yeah.
How long are they there? Does anybody know?
I think it was supposed to be like Sex and the City.
Well, they were probably there for a course of a week.
I would imagine. Yeah. 10 days.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They already need to be quarantined and put in isolation.
But that's the thing. When you're living in those close quarters and you have
that creates conflict, and that's what we love.
Keep the drinks flowing because yep. that's going to keep the conflict
Wait,
flowing.
Don't
right,
baby.
Yeah. Don't they each have a separate room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they what?
Each have separate rooms.
Yeah.
As long as they don't steal each other's hangers.
Hangers.
Mommy dearest.
Oh, no.
They have the dumbest, pettiest fights I've ever seen.
So
like, the dumb ones are kind of worse than the big ones they have because it's
oh, yeah.
so ridiculous
And it's
to
like,
me.
Why are you wasting your energy
Like, saving
right
seats,
now.
Stealing hangers. It's
right.
like, ladies.
That was the other silly argument was, you saved my seat and now you want to sit in my seat.
Oh,
Cindy
my God.
Was really, she was reaching so much in this episode to try to find, I think like you said, to find her place in the episode. If you don't
yeah.
find conflict, you're out of the show, lady.
Definitely.
Because you're not balancing in the I don't know, she's the only brunette, I think, no? No,
Luann's
brunette.
Yeah.
Wait,
and
back
Jill.
To the
Jill's
Ramona,
reddish.
Jill.
Oh, that's right.
We forgot
yes.
that in the episode before, that woman told Ramona that Jill said bad stuff about her coming to her wedding.
Yes.
At the wedding, was
and
it?
And Jill
or?
Still refuses to acknowledge that
oh,
she did. She keeps saying, I'm not going to acknowledge.
When it's like, everybody knows. Like,
and I believe like, that woman that,
I believe her
that Jill said nasty stuff to her about
absolutely.
Ramona, which is
another
like
another interesting
absolutely.
Thing that I peeped in the episode last night was with the fortune teller and Kelly.
Oh,
how she
goodness.
Went in so close to the fortune teller to where you couldn't even hear what the fortune teller was really reading on her.
Yeah.
So she kind of translated for herself what the fortune teller said about her.
Yeah.
I think she was really protecting.
Yeah.
She's very, like,
was
close.
Protecting Ramona?
Protecting herself.
Protecting
Kelly.
Yeah.
When she
because
could get in her own personal
all
read,
the girls
they were, like,
her to
really
say
in, like, a huddle
bad.
And speaking French and doing their thing.
Right.
So nobody else could hear what was really
exactly.
being said. She was like, oh, she just said that I'm wanting a baby.
And I'm a
I
kind
to be married.
Person.
She said, I'm the most beautiful girl of
yeah.
all the housewives.
And I need a baby. And I need to be married. And it
yeah.
needs to happen soon. Oh,
definitely.
Well.
Definitely.
Fantastic.
Definitely. We
Maria
just heard from
a lovely
back
there.
Our own horse. So, thank
no,
you.
But I think
sometimes I do
Abra's.
Participate as a
Well,
we're
okay,
horse,
Ashanti and I
right.
on Sunset is totally different.
It's different.
I mean, we see you guys there sometimes and we just talk.
No, but
now that we're outed and we've just been flashed.
Totally
I think last season Kelly was so cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs that
yes.
I think she's trying really hard this season to
not
be
appear
like
that
the
way.
Really calm, the really rational, but you know it is boiling down
exactly.
inside.
And like,
oh,
what,
I know.
That was the interesting thing that I thought they tried to
she
play up
She is Mount
with the
Vesuvius awaiting to
erupt. Bilingual
I
and she's,
agree.
She's
oh, I know.
Tried to showcase
trying.
That she has more than, she's not an airhead.
Right.
Which
yeah.
was last season was all about Kelly is an airhead, she's an idiot. What is she speaking? She's Cocoa
yep.
Puff. Bethany like
Satchels
ran her through the ground.
Definitely.
And this season you were like, oh, she speaks French. Where
huh.
the hell did that come from?
Right.
And I know she's
married
got
some to skills.
A French man, but that just came
and
out.
She was really
nowhere.
Trying to get on in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was
Let me translate
intense.
Because I'm translating word
she's
for
like,
word.
That's wrong. That's not wrong. I'm
yeah.
doing each word. What a blah blah.
Verbatim.
I was like, oh
so
my God.
So you won't get misunderstood.
I yeah. know. Is that like, I can do it better than you, and then everybody sees that, and then it starts more fights. Yeah. And what about what Sonya said when she was drinking it up? To
which time?
I know the time that they like flash back to it. I remember one time in the show when she was saying, "Oh, like what you said the night before. What you said the night before really hurt my feelings."
About the pecking order. Wow.
Yeah, the pecking order. Yeah,
that was
that happened her in daughter. A different episode.
I don't know how Sonya can watch this back and feel good about herself.
Well, like, that's what I'm wondering.
Who talks that way?
Do they watch? Do they watch it back?
I think they do because then they go on Watch What Happens Live with Andy, and I'm sure that those women are so narcissistic. Yeah. There's no way
totally
they're
watch
not
it.
Watching each episode
of
back.
Course.
At least they've seen
it. We're getting a little, stone in your right here.
Wait, is that it?
Maria,
apparently, the best view in the house. Just want to say.
Somewhere else.
Yes,
Maria could be.
Oh my God.
Maria could be
Maria's
Real Housewife of the Valley.
Drunk right now.
Real Housewife of the Valley.
Of Sonya.
We have Real Housewife of the Valley joining us. Miss Maria Menounos.
Hey, Maria. They put me in directing and I got bored, so I kind of had to harass you guys.
I love it.
Do you watch Housewives,
ladies and gentlemen?
I don't watch Housewives of New York, but I used to be frightened by any of the franchise shows. I wanted to give up my Mercedes, I wanted to give up my Chanel bag, anything I had that made me look like these psychos,
right.
But I have now gotten into New Jersey Housewives.
Yeah!
Oh, Schmutz, and I'm obsessed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So obsessed.
Good. Yeah. Jersey so good. Is taking over all the airways, as we've talked about in the other shows. They're like everywhere.
And boy, did they start off on a high note with New Jersey Housewives. My God.
Ooh, I'm all about Beverly Hills.
I watched Beverly Hills too, actually. I like that. I like that, but Jersey's way better because they get crazy. Yeah. They
should we flip this table in honor?
Yeah, I know.
1, 2, 3.
Seriously.
No, let's not do it. No.
Exactly. Like,
then we have to pick it out.
I can't believe you don't watch New York.
I don't. I probably would like that. Is Bethany Frankel still on it?
She's doing so much better than all the women she left.
What about Kelly Bensimone? I like her.
Yes, still there.
She's still boring this season.
Okay. Oh, really? I hung out with her in the Bahamas. She's super nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh,
she,
sweet.
Actually, since we're talking about her.
I was with you, by the way.
Some gold.
Oh, you were on that trip with me? Oh, my God. Wait, Rachel and I went to Sandals in Antigua. Was it Antigua for them or Bahamas?
I think Antigua.
Okay, it was in Antigua. And was that the year Blake Lively was there, too?
Yeah.
Okay, so
and
Blake
Rumor Willis.
Rumor Willis. Kelly Bensimone. And it's funny, I saw Kelly Bensimone again in the Bahamas. That's why I got confused.
Oh.
So we played soccer on the beach, but Kelly in the Bahamas.
Is that where you had your famous beach incident?
That was Miami. No, that was a different one. That was a different beach. Kelly Bensimone and I were on the beach in the Bahamas. We played soccer together. We played volleyball. She brought her hairdresser, and I don't know if you guys have seen him on the show. His name is Bradley Irons. He is my favorite person on this planet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know what he's like on the show because I've never watched.
They only show you clips of him. He never gets, like, any lines. Or
how? I don't know because he is a character. Him. Bradley, if you are watching, which you're probably not, I love you and I miss you. This man knows how to have fun. My boss at Access Hollywood actually said, if we ever do a trip like that, we're paying to fly him out because we were at the hotel bar in Sandals. And he and I took over a mic, and we did Love Shack together.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's just so much fun that, like, I invite him to all of my parties.
That's nice. Awesome.
Well, that's what they were talking about on the New York Housewives, is that they all have these pocket gays that they walk around
with. Yes.
Yeah, they call them the pocket gays.
He calls me pocket.
Yeah.
Person.
No, and you know what? In Beverly Hills, you need the pocket dog. In New York, you need the pocket gay.
Yeah,
it's like that's your status symbol. Yeah,
I love it. I have to say, I think the reason why is you guys are always on the Sunshine Committee.
Yeah.
And I talk about it in my book.
Yeah.
I only want people near me that are on the Sunshine Committee.
And you guys are always happy. Every Girl's Guide to Life.
The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and when you say you're taking care of yourself,
I'm in it, by the way.
Like, and stuff.
I know.
I'm in the book, you guys. Did you know
that?
Did you know one of your panelists made the cover?
By the way, you never saw my cover. What did you think?
And she's on the cover of
Rachel was yelling at me yesterday. I haven't seen your self cover yet. I'm like, what planet have you been on?
You're wearing my favorite color. You look gorgeous. I don't know if you guys have seen this cover. It is absolutely stunning. But she's even more stunning in real life.
Rachel.
What did you want in the book?
I'm on a couple pages.
Oh, there she is right there.
Oh, did I
do that? Yeah.
I opened the book and I turned right to the page.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went.
I saved Maria's life. I made her give up fast food.
There she
I
is.
Love it.
Fantastic.
Well, I want to see your inside pictures.
What a great book.
I think it's early on. We'll show you later.
That's the dress that you wore.
Yeah.
So right now, as some of you, if you just tuned in, we're doing the show from the MTV Movie Awards Style Lounge.
Yes.
And we're repping Maria's book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life, as we just said. She's on the cover of Self.
Self magazine.
Go get it. So if you care
with
about yourself, get
body,
the book.
Can I tell you, ladies?
No, it's like unreal.
She just let me touch her stomach and these abs. When I tell you, I didn't even have to touch that stomach because abs were protruding underneath the
And
t-shirt.
She like flashed so her rear. And so,
no, it was crazy.
I know. It's fantastic.
It's like,
I'm so jealous.
It's really crazy, especially since there's no excuse to be lazy. If you look in that book, it makes me want to cry because I could be working out all the time. I could be working out right now, probably. She's probably working out right now.
Exactly.
She's always doing it, lifting the book.
I'm squeezing my abs as we
said. Right.
I totally believe that.
But that's why people punch me. Yeah. It's not really a thing I suggest to anyone, of course. But
it's a rock. Yeah.
Don't
a rock.
Ever play knuckles with Maria, by the way. You're going to be in danger. It's dangerous.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's good. Well, I'm going to let you guys go back to the Housewives. That was my only Housewives story that I have.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
It was really good.
Yeah,
that was
a keeper.
So,
go back to directing us.
I missed you guys. I'll go back to telling you you're all whores.
Okay. Oh, great.
Fantastic.
Awesome. I say it in the most loving way.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. So right now, thank you, Maria. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we will see you after the break.
Bye. Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 256-1729.
This tunnel vision, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out. That wig.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Real Housewives of New York City. We're here at the MTV Movie Awards Style Lounge, and we're talking about the show. We're meeting a bunch of celebs. Maria's down here. She's been coming off and on all day, calling us whores.
It's fantastic.
But really, she's really awesome. The Every Girl's Guide to Life, that's her book, which we're giving out here. Everybody loves it. Number 3 on the bestseller list.
On the cover,
she's on the cover of
Self magazine.
Gorgeous.
She's unreal. She's amazing.
Hot
so,
body, ridiculous.
Going back to the show, I think Rachel was going to talk about something that we
okay,
were talking
about.
Okay, I have
to say, I bashed Jill a little bit in this with her fight with Ramona, so now I'm going to give her a
she's
prop.
She's crazy, though.
Because, you know, I like okay. to, I still want them
you
to like
balance,
me.
You
want
to balance it. You got to keep it balanced.
I was impressive. She put the snake on her head. I'm not sure I would do that.
Very,
I was
but
super
her
impressed.
Justification for putting the snake on was that I have snakes skin shoes, I have snakeskin bags.
Right?
Why am I scared of a snake?
I love her more for that line
it.
Of reasoning.
I love
God.
It.
That
I love
a great
it.
Line
it's
love
genius.
It.
I
yes,
love it.
Absolutely.
But I'm not so sure I'd be the first to put a snake on my head. So
I would
thought,
not.
I wouldn't
that
do it either.
Pretty
no,
courageous.
I don't think
like,
I would
Sonya
do it at all.
Not
I don't
a
have any
on
snakeskin hats, so I wouldn't put it on my head.
Do you think anybody else would do it?
No.
No.
They were
no.
all freaked out by the whole situation.
Even if they had a little Pinot Grigio?
Probably. Sonya.
Yeah, yeah,
she would have put it in between her legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Not
think, on her head.
What do you think of those two sneaking off and going to the Mamuna Hotel? To
so sketchy.
I thought that was really sneaky,
yeah,
shady.
Yeah, it was.
They're all sneaky.
Yeah.
They're sneaky.
That was Ramona and Sonya.
Yeah.
I feel
way,
like sometimes they want to make people feel bad or something.
Yeah, but I feel it's that bond that they have over drink. And I don't think anyone else shares that drunkenness with them. That,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
you have. Sometimes you need to escape so you can be as drunk as you want to be.
They enable
and
act each
as
other.
Crazy as
they
you
enable
want to.
Each
exactly.
other.
Exactly. So sometimes when I know when I have my glass of Chardonnay,
whatever.
I don't
yeah.
do Pinot.
Yeah.
But I know sometimes if somebody's not drinking, you feel a little uncomfortable and you feel a little awkward.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Keeping throwing back the drinks
I
and
know.
And getting loose and
Story
more loose
of my
and more
life,
loose.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're acting crazy and everybody's looking at you like.
Right.
Yeah, what
the hell
is going on?
Right.
So sometimes you need to separate yourself from the pack in order to really have fun and let loose. And I think a lot of them are so uptight to be on this vacation of a lifetime.
Oh, I know.
And not really just enjoy the experience and what's going on.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Since when did Alex become Team Ramona and Sonia? Like, where did this line in the sand come that it's two teams now?
You know, I don't know.
Like, I can't remember where that happened.
It seems like Luann is often trying to play all, you
all
know, peacemaker and try all this, you know,
she's
all
the countess.
I cannot wait to see the next episode.
Well, I'm really interested because they were saying in the promos this is going to change everything. And they've really been focusing on Ramona, so I'm excited to see what's going to be happening.
Totally.
How is it going to change?
Completely.
You know?
So,
I think Ramona's
awesome.
Going to leave her husband and marry Sonia.
Yeah. There you go.
Don't
that's
you
a
think?
Nice that's a good,
I
learned
that.
I like
that's
it.
Good. So
good
on
prediction.
That note, we're going to start wrapping up the show. So here we are in the MTV Movie Awards Style Lounge. Seeing a bunch of people, talking to a bunch of celebs, Maria Menounos. Every Girl's Guide to Life. Just buy it.
South Magazine.
It's number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list, on the cover of Self. This is a woman that you want to be like, she inspires me so much.
Don't forget, man, you can also learn some things from this
relationship
book.
Advice.
Sure.
How
to
pay your bills. How to cook something healthy.
And I'm in there.
And she's in there. And that's a reason to buy it right there.
I mean,
right
come
there.
On.
There's
done.
A
beautiful three fans should run out and
picture.
Buy it for that.
Okay, awesome.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.